Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 16. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? And that is not a question, that is a statement. And it should be read that way, which I did not. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? We've begun looking at this, and in particular, what we've been looking at is moving from the paper to the person. We began in the first place looking at wisdom is valuable because of its own inherent qualities. Wisdom is elevating and it's exalting. It is satisfying. It is never wearying. It is secure. This morning we're going to begin looking at wisdom is valuable because it ministers to our earthly welfare. Now, as I said, when we finished off last time, looking at how to get from the paper to the person. And this is absolutely imperative. But we are so prone, each one of us, we are so prone to be locked into a mere study of the book and lose sight of the person of the book, the Lord Jesus. Solomon is here asserting that wisdom is better than gold. He is drawing a comparison between the two. It's like when you're shopping for produce. You look until you find the best fruit. And not only do you look for the best fruit, you look for the best place that's known for its produce. The place where you know you're going to find the very best that you're looking for. And what an illustration that is of the church. To know this is where I want to worship because I know this is where I'm going to hear what is best for my soul. It may not be what is most comforting for my soul, but I know it's going to be what is best for my soul. So, as you are looking for that fruit, you picture yourself in that situation. In the store, you're going to look for the bananas that are just right. You don't want them too green and you don't want them too ripe. You're looking for mangoes, the same thing. You don't want them too firm, but you don't want them too soft. And even as I say this, I know that you can see yourself and you picture yourself doing that. You want the best. So we want the very best. And the best that Solomon is describing here is wisdom. And he's saying that the comparative, the best that I can describe, is gold. You know the value of gold. You know how valuable it is. Well, I'm Solomon. And I'm telling you that as valuable as this gold is, wisdom is far better. It's the very best. Proverbs 3:14. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. And what is that? Verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Verse 15. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Proverbs 8:19. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. So here Solomon is speaking of not just gold, not just 10 carat gold, 24 karat gold, the finest gold, and choice silver, the very best. He's speaking of an assurance that it is much better. It is actually, as he's describing it, it is beyond any expression that he can even come up with. He admires it. It is something to be admired. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? Actually amazed at the disproportion. In other words, there's no way to even describe the proportion that in the description of it. It is that much better. He's appealing to our consciences as if to say, you judge for yourself how much better it is. And then adds that understanding is rather to be chosen than silver. Heavenly wisdom is better than worldly wealth. And worldly wealth is never to be preferred to heavenly wisdom. Because grace is more valuable than gold. Grace is always more valuable than gold. Grace is the gift of God's peculiar favor. Remember that. You've heard Paul speak about taking something away. Take that away with you. Grace is more valuable than gold, and grace is the gift of God's peculiar favor. Because grace is for the soul and eternity. Gold is for the body and time. I was thinking, two people pull up at church. One pulls up in a brand new Mercedes, gets out of the car, has the finest clothes on, shops only at Neiman Marcus, buys nothing but the very best, has nothing but the most beautiful jewelry that one could imagine. Husband and wife come in and sit down on one side of the auditorium. Does not have the Lord. Another couple pulls up in their car that is old, has many, many 2 miles on it, gets out of their car, has their clothes, which are not the best, comes in and sits down, who has the Lord, who knows the Lord. And they sit before the preaching of the Word of God, and they hear this message. What is the difference between the two? What is the difference between the two? And if you have ever experienced a loved one that has passed away, and for those of you that have, you know what I'm going to talk about. When that loved one comes to pass away, at that time, where and what good are those earthly riches doing that person at that time? All of the gold in the world becomes useless at that point. And if you've ever experienced that person that is dying, lying in the hospital, on their deathbed, and it's difficult to describe if you haven't experienced it. It's very painful for you to watch that person go through that. But as they could be dying in one room without the Lord, and another dying in another room with the Lord, both in similar circumstances, their gold is unable to help them. Everything that they have enjoyed in this life is just about to be gone. All of the pleasures that it brought them is not bringing them any pleasure at this time. While the other person who has that which is going to go with them into eternity is the greatest gift that anyone could ever have, because it is an eternal gift. They are more wealthy. They have the wisdom of God. They have the understanding of God. Because the wisdom is God. It is the Lord Himself. He is the understanding. They have moved from the paper to the person. They will take the person with them. They will go to be with the person. You can't take the paper. The person that only has the paper, the person that is merely looking at head knowledge, it's doing them no good now. They're ready to take their last breath. You and I will be in that position at some point in our life. Have you ever experienced one that has Alzheimer's? A terrible, terrible disease. Horrible. A horrible thing to lose one's memory. And it can even happen to a Christian. It's indescribable to not know your loved one, to no longer know the things of the Scripture as you once did. Can you imagine that amongst ourselves, to not recognize one another any longer? It's a horrible thought. And yet, the Lord knows them. The Lord knows you. He will never forget you. While your mind may not be capable of remembering Him, He will never forget you. But if you have not the Lord, you're going to depart and you're going for eternity to hell. You must move from the paper to the person. It's imperative. Your soul depends on it. Your eternity depends on it. There can be no mistake here. It is not just coming to church. It is knowing the Lord, the person, the Lord Jesus. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that You would grip us with these realities. We pray, Lord, that we might, each and every one of us, that we might understand with our heart the things of God. The things of God that we have spoken of this morning. We pray, Lord, that You would move us to love You more, to serve You more, that we might see You in our mind's eye through the Word of God. Fix us, O Lord, upon You. And we do pray, Lord, that if there be any that will hear this message, that does not know You aright, that has not come to that place of true godly repentance, we pray, Lord, that You might be pleased to give it to them, that none would fall from the pew into hell. So, Lord, we ask that You would bless the preaching of Your word to our minds and to our hearts, for Jesus' sake. Amen.